Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Gron. With me today in the studio is Dale Maley. He is a historian and author from the city of Fairbury. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you are filling in for our segments we've been doing for a couple months about the history of Livingston County. We've covered a couple weeks of Pontiac. We're moving on to the Fairbury area. So first off, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'd like to tell you a little bit of my background and then how I got interested in all this history stuff. I actually grew up on a farm about halfway between Pontiac and Fairbury, and it turns out I'm actually a fifth-generation native of Fairbury. I attended Fairbury Cropsey High School before it became Prairie Central. Went down to U of I, and I have a degree in agricultural engineering. I also went to ISU, and I have an MBA from ISU. I've worked 36 years at Caterpillar, mostly in Pontiac plants here, but I've also started plants up in South Carolina and Georgia. My grandmother was the only Livingston County nurse until her death in 1968. I think there's like five nurses now, so she covered the entire county for about 20 years until her death in 1968.
Wow.
If you're a little bit older, you'll remember her as a very short lady, and she was a nurse, and many people remember her coming to the school either to do eye exams or those darn shots that she got or those type of things. And she worked in the courthouse over here in Pontiac. My grandfather, Harold Dameron, worked and retired from the TP&W Railroad. And then, if that isn't enough history, I married another fifth-generation lady from Fairbury. And she's actually descendant of one of the very earliest settlers in Fairbury, which was the Darnell family. A few years ago, my father passed away on the farm, and my mother stayed out there for three winters, but she said three winters was enough, and she moved to town. Well, then all of us kids got to clean out the old farmhouse so we could sell it. There was five generations of stuff in that house. It took us many weekends just to empty the house up.
I was going to say, with all the history in your family, that's I wonder what Christmas dinner is like for you guys.
Over 60 people. So
wow.
So here I'm the guy that ended up with a lot of the stuff when we cleaned out the farmhouse. So it prompted me to do the genealogy thing and trace the family back to Europe. So I did that all the way back to Europe, and I ended up making four scrapbooks out of that and gave them as gifts to other family members on that side. So in the process of doing that, I got pretty good at researching all the historical sources. The good news is, going through my family background, there's no horse thieves or murderers in the family tree.
It's always a plus.
That's a plus. Most famous that I could find was a Major William Bodley. He actually fought in the Revolutionary War with George Washington. Interesting that he had a farm in Valley Forge, but I've not been able to link it up. Did they spend their terrible winter at his farm in Valley Forge? Mm-hmm. It's likely, but I haven't confirmed that fact. That gentleman had a son that went to Indiana, and then his son moved to the big city of Lodemia, which is between Fairbury and Pontiac, where my dad's farm was at. And his name was John Edward Bodley Sr. So he got some Revolutionary War gentlemen there. On my mother's side, there was a gentleman named William Hughes Cornwell, and he fought in the Civil War. But he got shot in the hip and captured and sent to the dreaded Andersonville prison. And roughly a third of the prisoners died of starvation in that prison. It was a horrible, horrible way to spend captivity. The main problem was they had no food and starvation. But somehow he survived 5 months in Andersonville until it was conquered by us. And everybody was freed, and he ended up living north of Peoria on that side. And the third one was on my mother's side, a young man named John Russell Litchfield. He was actually from Flanagan, and he was served in World War I as a medic. Unfortunately, he was trying to go up to the front line and rescue one of his comrades who was injured, and he got blown up by a high-explosive shell.
Oh, wow. That's not a way to go either, is
it? A way to go. He received the highest medals, military medals, from both the United States and France. And interesting, they actually built a Navy ship and named it for him, the USS Litchfield. And that ship served all the way up into World War II. And I just noticed a few weeks ago, some of his descendants must have had one of his uniforms, and they donated it to the Pontiac War Museum.
Oh, very cool.
So if you go upstairs and all those soldiers with all the uniforms, Russell Litchfield is up there on that side. So I do all this family history research, and then a young man named Brian Spence started a Fairbury Facebook history page. And my mother and my sister said, Dale, you like history stuff. You got to check that out. Now, I wasn't a big Facebook fan at that point, but I went and checked it out, and I thought, you know, I've got all this material already from the family research. So I started posting on that and eventually became the main poster. And there's close to 2,000 members on that Facebook page, a lot of February information. And that kind of led me into researching and writing four different books on February history. I make those available on Amazon as ebooks. I also donate printed copies to both the library and museum over in February on that side. I've also given several lectures to different civic groups in February. I'm actually scheduled to talk to the Livingston County Historical Society in March as well. And then I got interested in, we have a little museum in February, the February Echoes Museum. I'm actually a board member on the museum on that side as well. So that's a little background on myself and how I got into the history thing.
Quite a long list of credentials on your side for sure. You have joined on to this show to add on to the history of Livingston County to talk about things about February. Can you give us some highlights of some things you're going to talk about in the future?
Yeah. I have a presentation I've given several times, and it kind of runs the full range. It starts out with the early settlers in the areas, talks about some of the famous people we had in town, businessmen. Also researched and found out who has most of the patents that were issued. And surprisingly, a lot of February residents have quite a few patents. Most famous person is Francis Townsend, and I could spend a whole section just talking about him. And he actually prompted the Social Security program that we know today. So I kind of run through the history side of that, try to throw in a little bit of humor too as well. And the good news is all my talks, everybody has stayed awake the entire time. So
it's a good thing, right?
That's a very good thing when you're giving history talks, yes.